The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Glad to have you along on this Thursday morning. Of course, it is Thankful Thursday. We talk a little each Thursday about things that we're thankful for. And of course, today's Halloween too. We've been all about treats. We don't do any tricks here on 94.5 The Answer. Giving away some great books and Halloween candy. If you're interested, just send me a quick note on the Big Rock text line. Include the word Halloween in it, and maybe you'll win some a bag full of candy and a great book as well. You know, a few weeks ago, we started this occasional visit with our Lieutenant Governor, Pamela Evatt, because if you follow the Lieutenant Governor on Facebook and Twitter and all, you see that she's all over the place. And we wanted to spotlight some of the things that she has going on. And so every other Thursday or so, we're going to check in, and that's what we're doing right now. Lieutenant Governor, glad to have you in on this Thursday, Halloween morning.
Yeah, happy Halloween, Joey. It's great to always be on your show. I wish I was saying it was a sunny day, right, for our little trick-or-treaters, but I'm going to keep praying. That the sun will come out for them this evening, right?
Not even one
sun. At least the rain will stop for them this evening. How's that?
It is a rainy, dreary morning for sure for Halloween. But look, there's lots of good places, various places that they can go and stay inside, I guess. So, and look, we're giving away some bags of Halloween candy right here on 94.5 The Answer, along with some good books. So lots of ways to celebrate Halloween. Let's talk for a minute about what you've been up to. And again, I follow you on Facebook, and I just see you literally all over the place. And speaking of Halloween, you know, people will be out and about, and sometimes maybe some of that candy, the candy wrappers get fall on the side of the roads. You have been supportive of Palmetto Pride and supportive of what they do. Let's talk a minute about Grab a Bag.
Yeah, Joey, it's something I'm very, very proud of, excited for November 16th. So November 16th is Grab a Bag SC. And what we want to do, hopefully everybody's been hearing the commercials in the morning with my voice on that voiceover, encouraging everybody to participate because, you know, litter really affects our entire state. And from a business perspective, I hear from our amazing Commerce Department that when companies come to look at South Carolina, and they're especially overseas companies, they look to see the pride we take in our state, because they know when you take pride in your state, you probably take pride in your work, and it kind of transcends over into a lot of things. And when they see litter on the side of the highways, when they see that, you know, things aren't taken care of,
yeah,
they just cross South Carolina off their list. So it's really not just something we should do because we love our state, because we're citizens. And I think you do a great job, Joey, in your show of making everybody aware that we have to be citizens of our state and our communities and not customers. Because
right.
When we're citizens, we really want to take part. We want to make sure everything looks good. We want to help each other out. When we're customers, we can throw stuff on the side of the road or on the ground, and we just think somebody's going to come up behind us and pick it up. So I'm really excited about Grab a Bag. Thank you so much for talking about it, because I really want to see Greenville, everybody out there. Can you imagine the impact we would make if we went in our neighborhoods, maybe our neighboring neighborhoods, and just picked up one bag of garbage? How amazing that would be.
Everybody just doing their small share makes a huge difference. And this is coming up November the 16th. It's real easy to find out the information. PalmettoPride.org, PalmettoPride.org. Go online and get the information today. And you know, the challenge here, Lieutenant Governor, is, of course, is for everyone to pick up a bag, but also to challenge three friends to do the same.
Exactly. That is an amazing point. Thank you, Joey. Yeah, we do. We want to get everybody involved. So I have reached out to our legislators, right, and tried to make it a competition. You know, Megan in my office, she's just amazing. We're asking everybody to send in pictures of groups picking up, and we're going to try to, you know, tweet those out and get those out and give a shout out of thanks to everybody. United Way, I happen to be with United Way, their big leadership, women's leadership group last mm-hmm. night. And United Way is going to jump on and get all of their partners, and they're going to tweet it out and get the word out and get their groups out picking up and cleaning up. And the more we can do, we're asking companies to do that too as I travel around and talk, you know, because it's not just in the upstate. We want to keep right. our beaches clean. And one thing people may not know is when the governor did his floodwater commission, which was an amazing vision that he had, he's done a great job with trying to redirect and make sure, you know, we can't stop hurricanes, but we can move the water. And we did a great initiative in Sellers, Marion, and Dillon one weekend. And the cost savings from everybody coming together and acting like citizens, DOT, the Guard, people, legislators, that initiative, cleaning up, cutting back brush, planting some trees, would have cost the state $1 million, over $1 million, according to Christy Hall. Cost the state $30,000 when we all came together as citizens. So when we talk like we want to be fiscally responsible, we want to cut taxes, and we want to keep South Carolina competitive, there's a component we all have to take ownership in, and that is getting involved. Getting right. involved in doing things like that.
Yep. So November the 16th, mark that on your calendar. Go to palmettopride.org, palmettopride.org. And as the challenge is, you know, at least three of your friends. You're not limited to three. You can take 10. Challenge 10 of your friends.
Right.
Just turn it into a day of service. Because as Lieutenant Governor Evatt said, you know, if we all do our own little part, then our state just is better off for it. Let's talk for a minute now. 2020, we have our the 2020 census coming up, and you are chairing the Complete Count Committee. Talk with us about why it's important for us to get an accurate count.
So I think everybody, and I know I, but before I got on this committee and seen all the ins and outs, I think we're all a little misguided about what that does. So making sure that we count everybody is so important for any kind of federal funding that we get on programs that a lot of times affects mostly our elders and our very young. And so, and those are the two groups that are most counted improperly.
Yeah.
We forget to add children. We forget, you know, our elders, which I have a very soft spot for. They see this in the mail. They're not quite sure what it is. They're thinking somebody's trying to scam them, so they don't do it. And a lot of times that affects big programs that we can get in our state to help them with transportation, to help them with food, to help with education and daycare in those areas. And so we want to make sure that we get the message out. And we have challenged a lot of groups that have a wide reach, our churches, because we know they play such a valuable part in our communities, right? We're talking to church leaders. We're talking to large organizations. Duke Energy will put reminders. I've been talking with the Meals on Wheels groups, because they are the faces that our elders see every day, right?
That's a great idea, yeah.
They trust them. And when we have parents, we need to make sure that we're explaining to them what this is. Now, grant you, they'll never ask you for your Social Security number, you know, all the same things that we tell people. But we want to make sure we fill out those census because, you know, we are growing. South Carolina is growing. And we want to make sure that funding for programs that we need in our state that we're entitled to, that we're getting the right amount of funding for that. So,
sure.
Census is coming, you know, it's in 2020, but we want to start awareness now. You never want to wait till the last minute to push out a message.
Yeah. And this is such an important thing for us to have an accurate count. As you mentioned, and you know, I think the big thing, of course, is it affects our congressional districts, our representation in Washington, a lot of federal funding based on our population. So no reason not to be counted, and we want that to be accurate. So thank you again for joining us on this thankful Thursday and Halloween. Be safe out there. Happy Halloween to you, and we look forward to hearing from you again in a couple of weeks.
Joey, thanks so much. Always a pleasure, and happy Halloween to you and to all of your viewers. Can't wait to be on again.
Sure thing. Pamela Evatt, our Lieutenant Governor here in South Carolina, and again, she is everywhere. Just everywhere. Always glad to check in with her.